This is Sydney and Addie, and we are in Mexico. We're on vacation, and today we're going to talk about Addie's most terrifying experience.
Yeah, so among many, there was one that stood out, just a very traumatic experience, was when my family and I were contemplating sailing around the world. We had all had a little bit of sailing background, but not extensively, so my mom decided to rent a sailboat out of the Santa Barbara Harbor, and our family was going to go on the boat and sail over to the Channel Islands for the weekend just to get our feet wet and make sure that we were all on board for doing this for years around the world. So our one mistake was that we didn't look at the weather forecast before leaving. We kind of just assumed it was going to be a beautiful weekend because the weather was supposed to be nice, sun-wise. But after several hours of a really glassy, beautiful ocean, we crossed the channel and started getting close to the islands, and this insane storm just started rolling through. Like, you would not think that we have such brutal storms where we live, but we do.
And it's so crazy. Yeah. It's so scary.
Yeah, the waves, I'd say, were like 15 to 20 feet, and winds were just flying as hard as you can imagine. But
so crazy.
We decided to keep powering through because getting to the island was probably a better bet than turning around and going back to the harbor, because we were closer.
So
I was throwing up all over the place, and my sister was like rattling around down in the cabin, but we finally made it to this little cove in the island, and we dropped the anchors and just we all like drank some water and like recuperated for a few hours, and that's when it got dark. And the wind died down for such an amount of time that we were able to get a few hours of sleep in. But at about midnight, we were woken up by our sailboat just crashing against the cliff. And we just didn't really have many options but to call a mayday. So my mom was trying to cut the anchors and steer us away from the cliff. The winds were howling, the waves were crashing on us. My dad was trying to furl the sails because they were making us just fly all over the place. And I was on the phone with the California Coast Guards.
Oh my gosh.
With the helicopter pilots.
Just calling mayday.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And we saw a couple of helicopters that were able to find us, and then finally a Coast Guard boat came, and
and in the dark, like, the helicopters were shining a light on you.
Oh yeah, in the dark they had a searchlight. It was kind of a miracle that they found us.
Yeah.
Especially with my very small navigation skills. But we were able to make it back to the shore in one piece. So
crazy.
It was traumatic, but it was, I don't know, I still want to sail around the world one day.
it didn't change, it just made you, like, stronger, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, were you afraid, like, that the waves were going to crash on you? Or, like, did you know that they weren't going to crash, even though they were, like, massive?
Well, they did kind of crash on our boat a little. I guess they didn't break like a wave does on the shore, but it definitely does, like, just get your entire deck wet. And it's definitely, like, the same sort of feeling that you have paddling into a wave.
Yeah, that's gnarly. Well, at least, like, you've had that experience, so if you do sail around the world, like, you'll have, like, some background of dealing with bad situations.
Yeah, dealing with calling maydays.
Yeah. Well, that's quite an experience, but I'm glad you're here with me in Mexico right now.
Oh, I'm glad too, Sid. I'm glad too.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye, psychology.
Bye.